Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. Today, I'm really happy to have Alisa Harris in the studio. I've known her as an actress and a singer and a woman about town. She is here today with a sleeping son in her arms. 5.5-month-old Ashton is here as well. She is the owner, producer, director, we could say, of Theater Now, a new theater opening its doors next Friday, July 20th. So, Alisa, first of all, thank you so much for coming in. I know you're extremely busy.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. Yay. Cool.
We've been talking about this for months.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, get,
yeah.
Get you
and
in
years
here.
Now for me.
Yeah, I bet. First of all, what is Theater Now, both the nonprofit and then the theater itself?
Yeah, Theater Now Productions is the producing entity of Theater Now, which is the new dinner theater being built on the corner of 10th and Dock, actually almost completed on the corner of 10th and Dock downtown. Theater Network of Wilmington is the nonprofit arm of Theater Now. They are in the building. The mission of Theater Network of Wilmington is to provide theater arts education for students and to provide networking opportunities for the community at large in the theater arts.
And tell folks who is the director of that.
Zach Hanner is the executive director of Theater Network of Wilmington.
That is so great.
Yeah, we are so, so happy to have him. And I think he's, as he would say, totally stoked to be on board as well.
Absolutely. I'm totally stoked to hear that he's there. Now, let's talk about the theater itself at 10th and Dock. I know Rob Zappel has been your designer and builder on that.
Yes. Rob's been with me from the very beginning, from when I first scoped out the property even. And this is an interesting story. When everything was finalized with getting the property and it was time to design the theater, we both met and I said, you know, these are the things that I want in the theater. We went away. A week later, we both came back with some sketches. We both had sketched the exact same design.
Wow.
Even down to some details that are, well, no longer a part of it, but like a spiral staircase, a curved stage, two-story. There's a cutout mezzanine upstairs that overlooks the stage, the full commercial kitchen, bar area, box office area, stage manager console area, office space, and then a large rehearsal hall.
My gosh, you must have given him very clear vision for him to come back with the same plan that you had. And doesn't that make you feel like it's meant to be?
Yes.
You have the right designer.
Yes.
When
yes.
you have a meeting and it come together and boy, you have the same design.
Yeah, we've been very simpatico on a lot of things. Yeah.
I know Rob's been excited about it. He's been trying to get me over there just to see it so we can do a walkthrough. He does great designs and it's really fun to see what he's up to.
Yeah.
So you're about a week, well, a little bit more than a week away from opening.
Yes.
Now tell us how many people it seats. And it's in a dinner theater setting, so you say there's a certain number of people, but they're seated at tables, right?
Yes, yes. It's all seated, and it'll be plated dinner theater. The place seats about 65.
Mm-hmm.
Since we still haven't gotten tables and chairs into the building yet, we still haven't quite figured out our spacing, but right about 60, 65 seats. We've got a large stage. It's like a 24-inch stage, 24-inch.
That's on the model, Alisa.
Yes, yes. You can see I've been looking at paperwork a lot. A 24-foot stage.
Okay. And how deep?
24 by 24.
Okay.
And it's rigged with everything that you could possibly want in a stage area, except we don't have a backstage or a fly rail system, but there's a trap door, there's a revolve on the stage. It's all LED lights, all state-of-the-art LED lighting, and Soundwave Audio has been putting in our AV equipment.
Great.
We've got a projection, big screen that drops down for a movie night. That's Sunday night.
Yeah. We'll get into all the things that are happening. It just sounds so wonderful. If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Alisa Harris, about to open Theater Now. It will open its doors next Friday, July 20th. And Alisa is the owner of this great new venture. Now, let's talk about the shows that you're going to be doing there, because there's something happening almost every day over there.
Yeah, every day on the weekends. The Friday night show is a comedy dinner theater show with a kind of local theme. It's Dawson's Hill Theater. company.
Wait, that's like Dawson's Creek and One Tree Hill getting married to each other. Okay.
The Dawson's Hill Theater Company is putting on a grand fundraiser, and the actors have gone missing. So it's up to the stage crew to put on the show. So you are privy to the mayhem that ensues.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And that's on every Friday night.
Every Friday night, and that one was written by Hank Toller.
Okay. And then what happens on Saturday?
Saturday morning, we have Super Saturday Fun Time, and that's written and directed by Zach Hanner. It features Doc the Dog and the Dock Street Kids, and it's basically an interactive adventure show / variety show. Basically, it's a Scooby-Doo ripoff, but featuring local landmarks and history and ghost stories and artifacts that the Cape Fear Museum will let us borrow.
And the kids get involved with the show.
Yes.
It's not to sit back and watch kind of thing.
Yeah.
Great.
I get to sing a theme song.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday night, you have a murder mystery?
Saturday night is our murder mystery show, and that one was written by Milo Shukovich and Anthony Lawson. And it is the Wilmington Historical Attractions and Tours Award Show, the What Awards.
The what?
The what? But it's basically Murder at the Bellamy Mansion, and you are invited to an awards show, and during the awards show, mayhem ensues. But never fear, you have three detectives that you get to choose before the show starts. One detective who will help you solve the mystery.
Okay, great. And let's see, you also have a Sunday jazz brunch.
Yes, Sunday is a jazz gospel brunch.
Jazz gospel, wow.
And that features Mark Siegel and friends including notables like Benny Hill, and on occasion we'll probably have a featured vocalist, and all these guys play jazz around town. They also play gospel at various churches around town as well. So included in that is a Sunday, traditional like Sunday brunch buffet.
And then on
Sunday evening is the movie night.
Okay.
And our first movie will be Iron Man 2. And we have a big screen that drops down. It's $6 for the ticket.
Gosh.
And then we'll have a small, like pub style menu that you can order from and watch the movie.
Good. Now let's talk about the food.
Yes.
And you have a resident chef?
Yes. We hired Denise Gordon, who is our executive chef. She came here via Paducah, via Washington, D.C. We had everybody go through the ringer. The interviews were in my kitchen, and the interviewees had to cook for us. And she made this dish called Port City Chicken that was just amazing. And that basically got her the job and is on the menu for the Saturday night Murder at the Bellamy Mansion show.
Okay. But
all the menus are online on the website. And yeah, she's great.
Can people make reservations through the website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, tickets are on sale on the website.
And its website is theaterwilmington.com, and that's theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, theaterwilmington.com. There's a phone number for more information as well. I don't know if you have anybody staffing that yet.
Me.
It's you. Oh, my God, she's doing it all.
Yeah.
The number is 3993-NOW. Now, you have three employees, three full-time, and then a bunch of part-time folks, right?
Yes, yes. Our three full-time employees are Denise Gordon, the chef, Hank Toller, who is the building manager, who's also writer and director of some of the shows. He's going to be wearing a lot of hats. It's a good thing he's young and full of energy. And Paul Obernesser is my food and beverage manager, and he also has ties to local music scene, and he's in developing a live music series that we hope to have featured during the week.
It all sounds really wonderful, Lisa. I'm so excited for you. And I'm excited for Wilmington to have a dinner theater venue. We haven't had that. Well, maybe it's sometime, but I don't recall one.
I don't know that there's been a space that's been purely dedicated to just dinner theater. There are several dinner theater organizations in town that produce different places, but I don't think there's any space that's purely dedicated to dinner theater. Or basically what I wanted was a space that was just dedicated to theater arts.
And you have it.
Yeah.
It's about to open.
Yeah.
Next Friday, the 20th, Theater Now opens its doors at 10th and Dock. Alisa, this is so exciting. Thanks for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Come out, buy tickets.
There you go. I know you're learning to talk in your sleep because you probably aren't sleeping or eating or anything these days.
No, but somebody asked me how I'm doing it, and I said it's love, adrenaline, and caffeine.
There you go. Again, it's theaterwilmington.com, THEATRE, for more information.